Welcome to Motherhood, New Mother Trucker. Buckle up. This is the 7th episode with your host, Carlene. Today I'll be talking to my cousin, Devin. We kind of talk about how it was like growing up with some siblings. I apologize now to my sister for all the fighting that we did. And we also talk about how we always call our moms for help, how busy it is to be a mom, how hard it is to feed ourselves in a day. And we discuss about how Devin's kids are kind of polar opposites in their personality. So take a listen. Hey, Devin.
Hi. What? Good.
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Down?
Yes, finally.
Good. It took a while to get my kid down to tonight for some reason.
I tried to get him in nice and early after such a busy weekend.
Yes. How was your weekend? How was Thanksgiving weekend for you?
It was really good. I hosted my husband's family here, cooked my first turkey ever.
And it
turned out great.
That's awesome.
I was really nervous.
Congratulations.
I was like, it's going to be dry. It's not going to be cooked on time. It's not going to taste good, but it came out great.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah. How was yours?
It was good. We decided to do ours on Saturday, and we only had the one Thanksgiving dinner. So I invited my parents over and my husband's family over too. We find it's just easier that way rather than always going to house for dinner over the course of the weekend. We're like, let's just do everyone at our house kind of thing. So
that's a great idea.
Like you, I cooked my turkey and it was like cooking too fast. So I was like, oh my God. And then it was fine. It turned out fine.
It feels so grown up to host like all your parents and
I know
siblings and kids.
Yeah, I know. They were like, do you need any help? Do you need us to bring any sides? I'm like, no, like I just really want to take on that challenge of just doing it like
good
all by
for
myself.
You. Good for you. I was like, yeah, I'll take all the help I can get. So I had everyone bring bits and pieces.
Yeah. It's easier that way and I'll probably do that next time.
Yeah.
I will say though, my mom did come over to watch my little one during the day so I can get like most of the stuff done.
Nice.
Yeah, which was a big help.
The biggest struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to clean and cook with them helping.
Oh my God, no, I can't imagine. I just like, even too, like I went over to my parents' house tonight because my husband works nights sometimes. And I was just telling them, I'm like, I don't properly feel myself in a day. There's sometimes where the afternoon comes around, I'm like, oh my God, it is 2 o'clock and I'm just eating for the first time today or something good.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, and I spend all my time and energy to make sure that my little one has a good breakfast, has good snacks and lunch and dinners. And then by the time it's, I don't know, my turn to cook for myself, I'm like, I don't have time.
Totally.
Or like, I perceive time, I don't know, I perceive it to have no time, but yeah.
Yeah, I end up leaving home having eaten like their scraps of breakfast. Yep. And then I'll get to work and my coworkers laugh at me because my lunches are like their leftover dinner and my kids' leftover like grilled cheese from the lunch before. And they're like, this is such a Devin lunch. Like you're just throwing your kids' food into your lunch kit.
Well, you got to save the pieces. You don't want to throw out any food.
Well, and even it's just the convenience of like not taking the extra time to pack my lunch also before I head to work.
Totally. And I feel like too, when I finally get him in the high chair to eat, I'm like, okay, now I can like prepare something for myself.
Yeah.
And I turn around and he's like handfuls, like just shoving it in.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, he's eating so fast. And like he does eat fast and he's done his meal relatively short. And then I just find myself eating on the go. So if he's running around, I take a bite and then I go do something else and I come back to my meal, take another bite and it's cold.
Yeah. It's so busy. You don't
Well,
have time
you
to
have
think about
two.
yourself. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you have two kids to run around
Yeah.
after.
Yeah. It's changed. So it's gotten a little bit easier in the sense of they can like take care of themselves a little bit more. And when they say, "Mom, I'm still hungry," I can say, "Go find an apple or go make yourself a sandwich." And it kind of like takes that load off of me.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, some people will say like, "Oh, it gets easier." I think it changes. It's not necessarily easier. It's just different things are easier.
I like that. I
Yeah.
know my husband even said, I think this morning, he's like, I can't wait until he's at the age where he wakes up quietly, plays with his toys until we're up for the day. I'm like, I don't know when to expect that. And he's like, I don't know, like maybe 8 or 9. I'm like, wow, I hope it's sooner than 8 or 9 years
No,
old.
for us it was sooner. When our 8-year-old was about 5 or maybe even 4, he could like get up and make cereal and turn on a show and play toys. And then we restarted when we had our second. And so then we went right back to the waking up a million times every night and early in the morning. Yeah, but it's a nice leap when they can start to take care of themselves a little bit more.
And it's just like too, I always look forward to like, well, I can't wait for this when they're older. I can't wait for that. But then I know when my little one was born, I said that, and we're already at that point
Yeah,
where I
it
was like,
goes
well, I
really
can't wait for
fast.
him to like crawl or do this. And I'm like, oh my God, it's already here and this is going by fast. And I'm like, why did I wish for this? He's growing up too fast. And it
Yeah.
makes me sad.
Yeah.
But he's getting big already.
Yeah, totally. It's exciting, and then you're also kind of like grieving, missing that like newborn stage.
It's
Yeah.
like a constant grieving. I don't know, like you, I don't know, get pregnant and then you're excited and you kind of grieve that you didn't have your body before, and then you
Yes.
have the baby and then you're a mother, and then you kind of grieve about you being the person before being a mom. And
Yeah.
then you grieve when your kids are getting older. It's like, I wish they were so small. And like, I sound weird, but it's like constantly grieving.
Yeah, it's so true. You're like losing something and then you're gaining new things.
Yeah, but it builds character and
Yeah.
just really puts things in perspective.
Yeah,
And
totally.
when we have our second one, don't know when that will be. I just have to just slow down and take a step back and just like try to take mental shots of my life at that moment, you know?
Yeah, when we had our second, I really tried to be like aware of all of the things going on because I knew we weren't going to have another one. I was like, I'm going to take in every second I can. But we weren't prepared for the fact that this second baby was going to be so much more work and not the baby that sleeps through the night and that wants to like people please. He is very headstrong and independent. So it's hard to take things in when you're like struggling to get through the day.
Yes. Well, it sounds, I know we talked about this before, but your kids are very opposite, hey?
So different. We like went into second pregnancy as like, okay, it's going to be exactly the same as the first one. And really, through my pregnancy, it was. I was like, yeah, I mean, similar symptoms all the way through. We knew that we were going to have a second boy, and we're like, okay, two boys, they're going to be like the same thing. We expected like this tanned, dark-haired kid to come out and ended up with the brightest red hair and
So
attitude.
cute. So
Yeah.
cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does your husband have any redheads in his family?
His brother.
his brother. And then I'm like trying to think of our family too.
Right, because it has to be on both sides. Apparently, so it would be your great Nana.
Okay.
And my grandpa, their mom, I think,
really
had reddish hair. I think.
Interesting.
I think. I could be wrong.
That's something I did not know.
Yeah, unless it... I don't want to sound like a liar. We better ask later.
We should. We should.
But it does. It has to be on both sides. And it comes
I didn't know it had to attitude. Be on both sides either.
Yes.
So you were saying bright spirit, also independent. Does he have that fiery attitude too to go along with his hair?
Yeah, yeah, he sure does.
And how old is he again?
He's 3 and a half.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We just got a kitten a couple days ago, and he carries it around like toddlers in movies, like by his back hips and like by his one leg. And I'm like, careful, you're going to hurt him. He's like, no, I won't. And I'm like, yeah, you will.
Oh.
Just thinks he thinks he's 8 like his brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet he looks up to his older brother though a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. How is their relationship?
It's pretty great. It's
good.
It's changing because they're starting to like the same toys and activities, and they are starting to butt heads around sharing and things like that.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's amazing. They love each other so much. They'll be like good. Snuggling on the couch and aww. Ask for like a picture together and just aww. Tell each other they love each other. They're so sweet together.
I like don't feel like my sister and I were like that growing up.
Well, that's what I say too. We're close in age with our sisters. And I think that might play a part in the different dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Because how many years apart are you?
We're just like 13 months apart.
Oh my God, back to back. Can you imagine back to back?
No, babies? No, I cannot.
Well, okay, that is close.
What so are you
my
guys?
Sister and I, we're 4 years.
Oh, you are? So you guys were closer than that.
No, and everyone thinks that she's like the older sister too. So it's so funny when people are like, they look at her and be like, oh, are you older? I'm like, no, I'm the older sister.
I guess that's a compliment to you.
I guess I'll forever look young.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But also too, my sister is like 5 feet tiny.
Yeah.
Tiny now. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
So kids are 4 years apart. So
okay.
You'd think that your relationship with your sister might be a little more like that.
Well, I like found that like growing up, she was just like always around and always wanted to be around my friends and stuff, which was fine. Like looking back at it, it was fine, but she always wanted to be involved. And because we always spend time together, I'm like, I don't want to spend this time with you. I want to have my own things and I want to have my own friends. But then obviously it changed, our relationship changed in high school and then changed as we became adults and we got closer over the years.
Yeah.
But just like, she was always to me like my annoying little sister. She's going to listen to this and be like, oh my God, Carlene.
Yeah. But that happens all the time. I worry that'll happen with my boys. Because it's so nice right now to have them love each other so much that I'm like, oh, I hope this never goes away.
So are they not like fighting?
Oh, once in a while.
Okay. Okay.
But I think that's bound to happen.
Yeah.
They fight over who gets to hold the cat and
I know
whose show they're going to watch.
Yeah. I remember just growing up with my sister and I don't know if you were ever like this with your siblings. We used to fight so much up to a point where it was like one of us would be in tears. I remember one time she like drew open a pen and just like literally like stabbed me in the thigh and then like drew within my skin.
Oh my
Like it was awful.
gosh.
But then I like sprayed sunscreen in her eyes, and so like a lot of physical pain.
We were like that for sure.
My God,
My mom says my sister was feisty, like my youngest.
yeah.
And I think it's my grade one picture. I have a scab on my nose because she had scratched me. And that was like her weapon. She would scratch us. And then I clearly remember my little brother, he's the youngest. I remember like pinning him down onto the carpet so that he wouldn't attack us or punch us. Like we'd hold him in place until we had our parents there.
Oh my God, the stuff
The
that we did.
joy of siblings.
The joy of siblings. And now we're gonna see that with
Yeah. Did you have a vision for what your life would look like and what age gap you would want for your kids?
That is such an excellent question. And my husband and I banter back and forth. What is a great age gap for kids? And we ask everyone, and people say it's great to get it over and done with, or it's great when there's like 3 or 4 years different because they have, I guess, are more independent and able to like take care of themselves. So you can have more of a focus on the first one, but then you'll have to do the newborn stage all over again. So that being said, my little one will be a year in November. I feel like we might start trying in the new year
Okay.
for the second one. I
Yeah.
know we have like a girls' Vegas trip, but and I said
Yeah, you
we're
got a plan around
after
that.
Vegas,
Yeah.
after Vegas, because I haven't been able to really get out of the house and do much.
No, that's awesome. You should.
So I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, I wanted to do Vegas before we start trying again.
Yeah.
And I know with our first one, because we were trying, it took us like 8 months to conceive him.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, you never know. This might take, like, the second one might take the same amount of faster or
Yeah.
longer. Like, I don't want to put expectations on it, but
No. And there's pros and cons, like you said, to having
yeah.
kids closer in age or further away. So if it happens right away, I think that would be so great to have them kind of like it sounds so bad, but like done and over with. And like you're kind of in the same stage of life. But then, like me, like if you wait and it happens later, you have a little helper and you have like a role model and you kind of know what to expect in the later days.
And then was your oldest like helpful when your youngest one was
Oh,
newborn?
yeah. Yeah,
Oh.
he was awesome. Like if I was nursing, I'd be like, "Oh, hey, can you go get me like a burp cloth?" And he'd go grab it and he'd want to help. He wanted to like hold
I
him
love
and
that.
sing to him, and it was special. It was nice.
Yeah.
But my
I
oldest
love
is,
that.
he's an angel. He would be helpful, I think, at any age.
Yep. He is
Yeah.
very sweet.
He's so
Wouldn't
sweet.
even hurt a fly.
Nope. Nope.
Nope.
He's like
Oh.
artistic and likes to sing and dance, and he's
Yep.
just so gentle. And then we have the younger one, and he is like trucks, dirt bikes, breaking stuff, dirt,
Yeah.
mess.
Oh my God.
Just very different.
Very different.
So don't set too many expectations for your second.
I know. So just like you, will I have the same pregnancy, a different pregnancy?
Yeah.
Will this second one actually seep through the night because mine doesn't?
Fingers
Like, who knows?
crossed. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've kind of
Fully
gone
pregnant.
back to what feels like newborn stage with this kitten. I'm exhausted and I'm up like four times in the night with this cat pouncing on me, wanting attention. And I'm like, oh my God, this is why I'm done. This is why I'm done having kids. I can't lose any more sleep.
Yeah, you already did that.
Yeah.
How did it feel? So knowing that when you had your second, he was going to be your last, how did that feel to you? Like knowing that you wouldn't be pregnant again and like that transition?
Well, I try to be really reasonable. So for me, I knew like financially it made sense to not have more than two kids. And I knew like my energy and how much energy and effort it takes to have a child. And so I knew that it was like the right choice, but it felt like, okay, this is the last time I'm ever going to do this. And then I would do it again. Okay, this is the last time I'm ever going to do this. And I like kind of watch for when's the last time I'm going to help my kid wash his hair or thing, like anything. And yeah. So I'm always kind of on edge watching for those things. When friends are pregnant, I want to know all the details of all the things they're feeling and their plans. And I love birth stories. Like I loved mm-hmm. being pregnant. It was great.
Me too.
Obviously there's like little bits of pain and nausea here and there, but it was worth it. So I feel weird that I'll never have another like baby belly. But it's the right thing for us right now.
Yeah.
So I'm totally pretty content with it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I know we're nearing the end. I would like to near the end of breastfeeding with him because he'll be a year soon.
Yeah.
And I'm at a point where I'm touched out. But I do love the bonding moments, in which it's kind of hard for me to kind of like let the breastfeeding go.
Mm-hmm.
But I am ready to sleep through the night. I'm ready to like not whip out my tits whenever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
yeah.
Or yeah, I'm just ready to have my body back until the second one.
Yeah, that's totally fair. And I think having a break will be good for you.
Yeah, but I'm grieving that thing of, okay, like I know I don't have much longer
mm-hmm.
breastfeeding with him because this is what I'm choosing. So I am trying to like hold on to those moments, like you've been saying, like, oh, when will be the last time?
Yeah.
But I don't know when it will be, but
that's really funny because with my first, I felt that too. He just kind of decided one day when he was about two, he just didn't nurse that day. And I was like, this is so weird. I was like, okay, this is, I guess, the opportunity to quit. And so we just didn't anymore. And I felt rejected. And then aww. With my second, I was so done being like touched and pulled at and needed that I just was like, okay, we need to end this. I think he was like one and yeah. a half. And I felt some guilt around like, oh, well, they say it's best to nurse them for like nutrition and bonding mm-hmm. and all the things. And I was like, I feel bad taking this away from you, but I just yeah. need my body back.
Yeah, that's what it is. I want my body back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I even like, we just had a doctor's appointment for him. I was like, he's almost a year. I'm looking to be done breastfeeding. And she kind of like stopped me there. She's like, no, you deserve like a cake to say congratulations for making it this long. Like you did well. Know that what you did is great. He's at a great weight and he's healthy. Whenever you're ready to stop, it's all good.
Oh, that's really great.
I think I just needed that like that reassurance and be like, you did great. You can stop anytime.
Yeah. Kind of thing. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And now it's starting to get like painful, I guess. He like takes his like little fingernails and grabs like excess skin off of my breast.
Yeah.
And just constantly pinching.
I know that
pinches,
feeling.
Pinches. And then when he's done with that, he sticks his fingers in my nose and my mouth and then pulls my hair and then like tries to like turn his head drastically, but with my nipple still in his mouth, which really hurt.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, buddy, you're not even like focused on what's happening here. And it hurts when you're distracted.
And they have no idea.
Nope.
No
yeah.
idea. And I'll tell you, that doesn't really stop. They still stick their fingers in your nose and pull your hair. And when you're out in public and wearing a dress, just stick their hand right up it.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
The choice. I'm looking forward to that. I just love my little guy so much, and I can't wait for those moments. So I'm trying to hold on to these moments right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so we should, because really, time goes so fast.
It does. It totally does. And I can't imagine, probably for you, you're like, wow, I have two kids. One is like 8, one is almost right 4. Almost 4.
Yeah, they're in, yeah, he'll be 4 in the spring.
Aw.
Yeah, that's
that
crazy to
fast.
Think. Yeah.
Because I remember you being pregnant with your first, and we were both at VIU, and you like pulled me off at the hallway. You were like, hee, guess what? I'm pregnant. I'm like, oh my God.
Surprise.
Yeah, and that was so long ago.
So long ago.
Yeah.
I was only 22.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you now?
31.
Oh, 30. Oh, geez. I didn't think. Wow, 22.
Yeah.
Aw.
Just a kid myself.
I still feel like a kid, though.
Yeah, me too.
I still call my mom. I'm like, Mom, how do you do this? I need help with this. What did you use for this recipe when you do this? And I still call her.
I do that constantly.
Yeah.
My mom's away right now, and I called her on FaceTime to ask her how she cooks her ham. And she's like in the sun and still had all the answers.
Yeah. Yeah. They know. They know best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Devin, so much for coming on for today's podcast. This was such a great conversation.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I like that everyone you're talking to is just so real, and we don't have to make it seem like it's just a cakewalk. It's real life, and
it is real life.
Hard
and
it's awesome.
Yeah, it's hard and awesome wrapped in together.
Mm-hmm.
And these kind of things are not meant to scare, especially new moms. It's just having a conversation that everyone experiences this transition differently.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all say it is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to episode 7 with my cousin Devin. Please join us next Tuesday at 6 a.m. for the 8th episode.